was shackled by a heavy burden. It was beneath the load of guilt and shame. But then the hands of Jesus touched me. Yes, they did. Touch me.
Men and brethren, and saints of the Most High God, greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the True Word radio program of Apostolic Ministries of America Incorporated, a church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Our headquarters is located in downtown Titusville, Florida, at 1422 Norwood Avenue, where you're always invited to come and hear God's Word preached in its fullness as it was preached on the day of Pentecost and during the early days of the Christian church. We hope, amen, that you will stay tuned to this radio program, amen, and hear the Word of God preached, amen, by the world's foremost minister and Bible analyst and authority on the divine and inspired Word of God in the land today, none other than Chief Elder Charles Ford Walker. After the song, the next voice that you will hear will be that of our beloved Chief Elder Charles Ford Walker. God bless.
Oh, because Jesus, he touched me. Oh, yes, he touched me. And oh, what joy now floods my soul. Oh, yes. Something happened. Oh, and now, right now I know. Oh, he touched me, and he made me whole. Oh, I know that Jesus, he touched me. Touch me. Oh, yes, he did. And oh, oh, what joy now floods my soul. Something happened. And now
greetings, everyone. in the name of Jesus Christ, our soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is Chief Elder Charles Ford Walker, amen, bringing to you our reading today concerning, amen, the Word of God, amen, and the salvation that it affords to each and every one that believes up on the name of Jesus and are willing to obey and call upon his name to where the Word of God can save you. Glory to God, hallelujah, through sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of the truth. We're happy today to be able, glory to God, to come into your homes today and come into your cities and your towns, proclaiming this one and this only plan to salvation. My friend, it does not matter what you have been taught. It does not matter what you believe. God truly did leave one plan to salvation for all of the families of the world to believe, for all men and women who are willing to believe upon his name. He left this plan of salvation that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And we're happy to declare what God has given us to you and to your neighbor and to all of those who are awaiting the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we hope that there will be something in this message, glory to God, that will help you, amen, in your life, that will enable all of the things that you encounter to be things that you will be able to deal with, things that you will be able to overcome, and things that will never have a destructive impact on your plan to salvation. And I want to commit, amen, the Word of God to you today, amen, according to the teachings of Peter, amen, the apostle of Jesus Christ, amen. And the words for our reading today will come from the third chapter of 2 Peter. And he said that he would want to stir up your minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. But my friend Peter wanted, amen, the world to know that those people that are saying this, they are willingly ignorant of that by the word of God, the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water pierced, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and prediction of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. God is eternal. God does not have minutes, and God does not have hours, and God does not have days and weeks and months and years. God is eternal. There is no timeline, no timeline in the existence of God Almighty. He is eternal for all generations. He always was, and he always will be God Almighty. And because of that, many, many people think that he is slack concerning his promise. But I'm here to tell you today that 1,000 years with us is just like a day with the Lord. And I truly want you to know that the Lord is not slack concerning this promise. has many, many men count slackness, but is long-suffering to uswards, not willing that any should perish, but that all men should come to repentance. But I want to let you know, my friend, whether you come to repentance or whether you don't, whether you're baptized in Jesus' name, according to Acts 2:38, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance, I want to let you know today that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. The day of the Lord will come upon each and every one, whether they are looking or whether they're not looking. It will come as a thief in the night to those that are not looking. It will come. You can rest assuredly that God's day is going to be upon mankind. And with that day, he is going to bring the wrath, glory to God, that is spoken of in his holy word against all of the ungodly of the land. God will bring it to pass. Just as he has spoken it, he will bring it to pass. The day of God will come as a thief in the night, in the which the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then, my friend, that all of this is going to be dissolved, all of the earth and all of the works that are therein is going to be burned up. Seeing this, my friend, that all is going to be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? My friend, you should be looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall be, amen, melting with fervent heat. My friend, you should be looking nevertheless, according to his promise, you should be looking for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. My friend, God is not going to delay this thing. It is going to come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Just as he says, as a thief in the night. Wherefore, my beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. My friend, there's a gospel out there that's called the gospel of Jesus Christ, or the gospel of the kingdom. This gospel can save you. It can save you. It can cause you to be found in that day in peace, without spot and without blameless. We hope, glory to God, that you will think on this thing. We hope that you will think concerning the gospel of salvation. And one day, before it is too late, we hope that you will listen to the inner man and receive that which all men must have, water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and the receiving of the Holy Ghost, the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. We do hope, amen, that one day this will be a part of your life, that you will come in, amen, out of the cold and have peace with God, that through regeneration you might be able to walk one day in the midst of the paradise of God. We hope and we pray that you will tune in next week for more of this exciting word. And I do want to say amen in closing out. Amen to my granddaughters that live there in Nashville, Tennessee. Amen, Adriana and Brianna Walker. Amen, that Papa loves you, and Papa's looking forward to seeing you next week. God bless you, Mama, and your daddy too. In Jesus' name, amen.